The world is filled with anxiety. We're anxious about our health, our finances, our future. We might be anxious about our past or our present. That's why St. Paul's words today in the second reading is so important. He wrote, "Have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. And then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." What remarkable words for us today. Let's look at a few of those words. Have no anxiety at all. Notice Paul doesn't invite us to be halfway or three-fourths of the way, but rather all the way. Have no anxiety at all. That's difficult. I'm not sure if I can do that. But Paul doesn't just leave us with the imperative to have no anxiety at all, but he tells us how to do it. He gives us two important actions and one important ingredient that will make those two actions work. The two actions are prayer and petition, and the ingredient that makes it work is thanksgiving. I think all of us have experienced that peace happens when we pray. Just the very action of choosing prayer is an action of choosing trust in God over anxiety or worry. St. Peter wrote in his first letter, "Cast all your anxiety upon him because he cares for you." Do we really believe that God cares for us? When we pray, what we really might be saying is, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief." Prayer and petition will not work, though, without gratitude. Gratitude is recognizing what we have rather than what we think we should have or what we deserve. Gratitude is looking at our blessings and noting what we've been given. Anxiety and worry is the direct opposite of gratitude. In this past week, we celebrated some beautiful saints and the angels. St. Thérèse of Lisieux taught us the simple way of doing small things with great love. And the archangels, Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and the guardian angels, they remind us that God's presence, God's power, is always present to us. We're never alone. God always sustains us with his presence and power. As this week of life unfolds, I invite you to remember Paul's words. Have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. And then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Our God will not fail us.